mir da lach so ja in der kwam mit dem preis so ein frei nur ich soll da was mit mir trebe do kilo in so elo vada ja viel alt schnein komm an die schiel ich So the Shita from the Friday just the reverse. Because today the Mitzvah is that all Behemoths, most Behemoths, the overwhelming majority of Behemoths have the rose like low. So how is it that Rav Asher wanted to be Matri? So Rav Nefraim said that this involved another case, not a case of a Behemoth having one body. So, in the Heime having one body, so Rav Asher didn't tell us how that I thought to be Matrifet. Oh, the Heime said that. But this was the case of the Heime having two bodies. So Rav Asher wanted to be Matrifet, because Kol Yesa cannot be done. So then, Rabune Bamarabye said to him, no, all those goats of the Heime that graze on pasture have that kind have two bodies. So in other words, so according to Rav Nefraim, if a behemoth will not have even one body, then it's free. And what does the Gemara say? That it's kosher if it has two bodies. But if it doesn't have even one, then it is right. So according to Rashi, if it has none, it's kosher, and if it has two, it's right. According to Rav Nefraim, the reverse. If it has two, it's kosher, but if it has none, then it's chaser asune. So then it's right. Then the Arishim will say, that both it's kosher. In the case where it has none, it's kosher, because like Rashi, that's the Gemara, it has none, it's kosher, and if it has two, it is also kosher. Why? Because, why do they say that if it has two, it's kosher? Because the Gemara says, v'hane mile migavoy. So in other words, if it has, and they hold that this halacha of Hanamil Migavoye applies not only to the Nusa de Gode, but it applies to all Unes. So every Une and every additional Une that is located Migavoye in front towards the heart, not towards the ribs, is kosher. So Mimele, if you have two Unes, the Gode, if you have two Unes, the Gode, now one is natural, and the other one is revisional. But if it is, if it is situated Mikavoye, so then Yiseres Mikavoye is not Matri. When is Yiseres Matri? Only if it's Mikav. So in other words, because according to all these Rishayim. So in two ways, an additional lobe is not Matri. If it's Vidore Dune, if it's in the space between the Chituche Dune, of one and the other, or if it's in front. So in the melee, many Rishayim say that a menusa de vode is not matriv either by being absent altogether, or if it has two with a menusa de vode, so it's not. No, because according to the Rishayim who say that when the Gemara says Hanamil Kaboy, it has reference to every Une. So in other words, every Une, every additional Une, as long as it's in front, here, near the heart, not in the back, near the ribs, so it's kosher, so it's not matri. Now, one Une is natural. One Une, you said the body is natural. Then if you have two, so it's an additional Une in front. An additional one in front is not matri, you see. V'hani mile migavoy. Alright, so that is the other shit. That is the other shit. And then there is a shit that's ashamed just the reverse. In other words, that that two in the body is matri, and no way in the body is also matri. So in other words, so they will have to explain like Rashi. They will have to explain like Rashi. And but at the same time, but according to Rashi, so no Nusiribode should be kosher. So the answer is, there's the shite of the Ram Bishem Harav Al-Baldeluni. The Ram mentions in the name of Harav Al-Baldeluni. I don't know who it is, one of the Bishem. So he says that there was a Shinvatem, because he explains the Gemara like Rashi. In other words, that this case was a case of no Vrode, like Rashi. But Rashi says that in the case of no Vrode, even though there was a Shinu Ateva, because in the time of Chazal, so those behemoths, the average behemoth did not have a Vrode. Now the average behemoth has a Vrode, but in view of the fact that the Gemara said, that when there is a body, so Rav Ashi wanted to be matrived, and then Ravune told him no. So that means, but today, why did Rav Ashi want to be matrived? Because it was aberrational. So Ravune told him it's not so aberrational, because all those heavy behemoths, or behemoths that graze on the pasture, have that body. So that was in those days. So Rav Ashi wanted to be matrived. Mashe'in came today when no behemoths have it. So if a certain behemoth will not have even one body, so then will be trained. And if it will have two brothers, so then it will also be trained. Because so in other words, we have four shittas. The shita of Rashi is that if a behemoth has no brother today, so it's kshel. Since Rav Ashi, Bizman Chazal, wanted to be matriv, a behemoth that had a brother, so that means that to have no brother was a natural thing, Bizman Chazal. So even though today there is a Shinu Ateva, and the average behemoth has a brother, but since Bizman Chazal, it was the natural thing not to have a brother, so even today it's not right. That's Rashi Shita. But if it has two brothers, it is right. The Shita of Rabbi Ephraim is just the reverse of Rashi. That if it has no brother, it's right. And if it has two brothers, it's Sheol. And the Gemara has reference to a case of two brothers. Then there is the Shite. The Shite Sarishani that it's Sheol in both situations. And then there is the Shite Sarishani of the Ram Mishim Rav Al-Baldeluni that it's straightforward in both situations. In other words, if it has two, so called Yesakim Rudom, it's straight. And if it has none, it's Chaseira Sune. But how could we say Chaseira Sune is straight? When Rav Ashi wanted to be matriv, if it has the uni, and then, so he said, told him, no, call Anachim Lubraise, but how can we be matriv if it doesn't have? That should be the most natural thing. The answer is, that was Bizman Chazal, but there is a Shina Ateva, and today, the ordinary Behemah has a body, so maybe today, if a certain Behemah will not have a body, so it's like, now, let's see how the Shulchanoch passes. So there are four shittas. Rav Al-Baldeluni zal, v'chiv m'sha'achshov yesh l'chol ha'beimis, in a nusa divrode, in Ashkechin on the less law trade.
What's the name?
That's the Ram, and our Gemara, and the Reed. Aval Rambam, because of the Pirikas Mugashrite, the Bei Yesh law, Bei Ein law Ksheil. Bein law Ksheil. So in other words, we have four shittas. We have the shita of Rashi, that when he has no brother, it's kosher, it has two brothers, it's right. We have the Shita of Rabbi Nefrai, just the reverse, that if it has no brother, it's right, but if it has two, it's kshero. And then we have the Shita of the Rambam, that Bein, if it has no brother, or it has two brothers, it's kshero. And then we have the Shita that Rambam mentioned the name of Rabbi Bargalune, that today that there is a Shiva Ateva. So, Bein, if it has no brother, it's right. And the Gemore that says that Rabune was Matuel, that was in their days. So that was not operational. So, but today, if it has no brother, it's right, because the average Bein does have a brother. So, there is a Shina Ateva, and if it has two, it's also right. So, you have 4 days. Now, how do the Shulam pass? So, there is a Matrikes between the Mechaber and Ramon. And here is his face. Oh. Ve'avode, lamed hei siv beis, ve'avode, im chos oyem yesh lo shtayim, oy shenimtzik bisatzmeo kshayim. So he passes like the Rambam, that in both it's kosher. There are four shittes, so shenim. Then the Rambam says, uvimdini seyo, noagul hatri, Beinim tziu beis brodeis, oi chas oim chaseo, oi shishin so mikeimo, vi hochen oi ki yesh rabuse seiro inkei, vi eim rishano is amino, vi chen im shin so teia o vitzuros o gilo batrei. So the Ramon Paschus like a rabba of Bargaluni, that today that there is a shina ateva, and the average beim has a brodeis. So the male, if a certain vein does not have the body in the center, so that it means that it's operational, so it's chasei raseine, so it's rei. Suppose it has two, so kol yasa kenotu gane, it's also rei. It's also rei. Alright. Now, el avadai al filo al shnayim koman kshiru. משום דהן איזה פרייס אוכל איזו ופיכוך אימיו יפילו אחס חיים דס בברד נפריימשי ונירה דהי ראי מהבין שלום דשם מחלוקיס משוהם so Teitzves says the ראי of רבי נפריים is not a strong ראי because in many things so there has been Shina Ateva so here too in other words there might have been Shina Ateva in other words what is Teitzves saying like a Rabba Baduni you see So he says, where else do we see that there has been a change in the Teva between the Zman Chazal and today? In other words, if a behemoth that is 3 years old gives birth to a behemoth, so then it's what I pray. In other words, we could not anticipate the possibility maybe a year before the same behemoth gave birth to another baby. So now the baby is not at home, because if now it's only Bashleisha, so that means that before that, a year before, she was Bashtayim. A poor Bashtayim cannot give birth to a baby. That's how it appears from that Gemara. That the Mitzias is that the poor Bashtayim cannot give birth to a baby. The poor Bashleisha, she's older, but we can. So, Upon now, when the Gemara says four Bashleisha, it doesn't mean 3 years old. We say 3 years old if 3 years elapse. But Yimechot Beshono is Koroshono. So in other words, if the behemoth is 2 years and a day old, so then it's already called Bashosh. And if it's a year and a day old, so then it's called Bashtai. So anyway, so from the Gemara it appears that if it is in the third year, if a behemoth gives birth in the third year, so it's muchach. So it is obvious that this is the first time that the behemoth gave birth to a baby. Why? Because he couldn't have given birth a year before. A poor Bashtayim could not give birth. But today we know the behemoth shall only yield his upon Bishonah Shnio, a poor Bashtayim. So what must we say? That there has been a change in the Teva. There has been a change in the Teva. So on the male, so we could say, in respect to the Nutzen and Prode also, there has been a change in the Teva. אם לא ישנה אימא, לכשיהו מלדס בשום השניו, תושע שכיחו, וישוב ותן לי דת שונו רביס. In other words, but we could say there hasn't been a change in Tel Aviv. And even today, so in the same name, the same Teva. In other words, that if a behemoth gives birth in the third year, so it must necessarily be the first sign, the first born. But we know that today a poor Bashtayim gives birth to a baby, the answer is Bisman Chazal, it would have been the same thing. But when the behemoth gives birth, when she is in Bashtayim, so then she will not give birth again until 2 years lapse. So now if we see that the behemoth gives birth when she is Basholish, so it's one of two things. So then we are sure that it's the first baby, because if it had been the second baby, so that means that the behemoth gave birth a year before, and that's possible. But then it's impossible for a behemoth to give birth when she's the third year, if the last time she gave birth, she was in the second year. The amidoma kerash, the minago elom is like rash. In other words, that if it has no elom, so it's kshero, and if it has two vodes, so it's straight. Vidikoma vikoli kapkin lusati vode, mashma kiparushi, dein shonami. In other words, not like Rabbi Nefraim pshat. Because according to Rabbi Nefraim, the Gemara has reference to the case where behemoth had two vodes, but from the Pasha Saloshim, it's much more than more as reference to the case where behemoth did not have just one vod, because we call it tapchi nuse de vod. That's what Shinyoch is singular. Mashma Kipurushi, the Isha Malihi, the Mistapik Klaulim al Dikoya Ashmiyo, that it has reference to the second vod. Uvichol Mokim Shi Yitzchucho is straight. So then Teisa says that if the vod itself is chucho to a certain place in the long, so then it's right. Vim chosach achas meneilis eino yin niso mitztarefes lehashem. Eino yin niso mitztarefes lehashem. Because Rashi mentioned shim chosho v'yeish eire shim chosho eilis ayinim mitztarefes lehashem. If I say, how many enemies do you have on the right side? 3 enemies. So suppose there are only 2 enemies on the right side, or the long. And then there is an additional, and then there is the vode, so there's the yeshemring that said that is mashma. That is mashma. So in other words, even if on the right side there are only 2 enemies, which is less than the usual number of enemies, 3. Is the usual number of enemies. But if instead it has the border, so that's mashma. And Rashi is chelik, Teisa is also chelik on that issue. Vim chosar achas ulaenis, eno yinuso, mistarefes Rashi. He agrees with Rashi, I mean against the issue. Avo agab, afilu kitao fedeose preife, but if it's in the back, towards the ribs, even though it's as small as the myrtle leaf, which is very small, so it's still slight. So it's at smell. Kid the lavuch and boch a tray for the before a time, and she is a price or he slay. So there is a price, but whether it means the goats that graze outside in pasture, or it means the goats that are heavy, whatever it means. So, but this happens only on the right side, not on the left side. So if it has an elusive body on the left side, and it's operational, it's unnatural, then it's fine. But we might agabo, we might with that smell, if the aloch is, that even when the body is on the left side, in front, so it's still trade for us. Why does the Gemara have to tell us that that can be gaboy trade for, even sometimes in mikamo, mikaboy, it's trade for. If it's on the left side, rather than on the right side. What might a gamma chance will look at Gabo in Utafu be mean? To tell us that if it is toward the ribs, even though it happens to be located in the right side, so it's still playful. Rimshin, so we came or hoyenir lehatir. Midimimai Gabo davke. Suppose there is an inducive body, but it's not in the right position, in the usual position. It's located different. So Teitzes and that there is a Machlokes of Hashem. So Teitzes, Shita is that as long as there is the inducive body, even though it's not in the right place, so then it is Kshem. Vimshim somi keimo, hoyenir lehati, מדי ממאי גבו דווקא, ואווקא רב נשמוע שלא ממטרו בתחי נוסה, אף על פי שחס אם אמת אז ביקאים או לא יועסר, אם לא אבדי יישא שניים. So, only because there are two brothers, but suppose there is one brother, but the location is not in the usual place, so then it is clear. אך מילי הרב דיזה לומר שהוא מקובל עשר ואפשר מתי ממשום דלב אוכה ביוכה משום דלב אוכה ביוכה נדעו את איפי שינסו מקיימו איפי שינסו מקיימו so then there is a מחלק עשר שאין one sheeting is that איפי שינסו מקיימו so it's muta if the brother is not in the usual place but not Migabo, not Migabo, but not on the left side either, because if it's on the left side, so then it's the proportion that it is straight. Only when it's on the right side. But suppose it is on the right side, and it's not towards the ribs, it's towards the heart. But it still shakes on the cable. So that took the acetasis. Now what does it mean? If it's on the left side, I mean, I'm sorry, if it's on the right side, and it's not Migabo, it's Mikamoe, Migaboe, but it's still Shinso Mikamo. On the left side it isn't, because if it's on the left side, then certainly it's right. In near the ribs it isn't located, because then it's certainly right. So it's Migaboe, it's in front, and it's on the right side. So then that today is, what does it mean if it's in front and it's on the right side, but it's still Shinso Mikamo? So what I think is, because Rashi says, Mitachas, Migavoy. Gavoy means in front, still it says Mitachas. Why? Because even when it's in front towards the heart, but since the natural position is to be beneath the Ume, the right Ume, and the right, in other words, if, let's say, if this is, let's say, the right, if this will be the right Ume, and then there is the right Une, the Une Aruch of Yom, and the Une Aruch of Yom. So then the Vode will be here, beneath, because that's the natural position. So when Teisa says, suppose the Vode is on the right side, and it is Migavoy, towards the heart, not towards the ribs. But Shinso Mikimo, what does it mean Shinso Mikimo? That means, instead of being like this, and the Ume and the Une overlapping, covering it, so it will be like this. That will be Shinso Mikimo. It's still on the right side. So then that to this. Now since Rashi emphasized Migavoy, Mane Migavoy Mitachas, so it appears that Rashi Shite is like the Washington Texas, that where it chins and it came off, so then the Une de Vrode itself it will be. Right. Only when the Une de Vrode is Migavoye in its natural, usual position, that's Mitachas of the Ume and the Une. V'efshe rachmir rabdein izah lo mashu yemikudo eser, if it chins and it came off, the Inuse de Vrode. V'efshe vitayim yishla vuchem. But if it's al gabo, afilu kitao fedos etrei. Mishum al v'ezri. V'arav on, kosov arav yitzak besifrei, lidavke bishorenis. V'gabo reye, hava treire. Avro une ishe bitzadai. Shayimin, hatachteino. שצלמי נתחתנו שילגנו הסמוך ומצבו כשעוד ידלקו להספצו. נעל כן. Here is the right way. Here is the Uno Aruch of the Oro, the right. Here is the Uno Choice on the right side. Here is the Uno Mispatzalis. Here is Uno Mispatzalis. So it's called Mispatzalis. Why? Because it branches out. You see here the lines. So it's like that's fishes. Fishers. That's Chituch and the Uno. So in other words, in that Uno, I mean, if, as a matter of fact, I mean, you don't have to go to the slaughterhouse. I could ask. I'll probably will ask him. Avrom Ryan, so he bring some rays, so you'll be able to see it. So the Una Mispatzeles is has chituche de une inside the une. In other words, it has fissures. And then it is like this, and then it is like this. But the fissures, the chituch ha-diune, does not extend all the way. If it would extend all the way, so it would mark up the boundary line between one une and the other une. But it has fissures that do not extend all the way. But it has fissures, it has chituch ha-diune inside. That's why it's called Uno Hamispatzeles. You see here the fissure that comes here and that comes here. And so the middle, so Teitzah says, Avarunes, the Dafke Bishonis, when do we say that it is, if it's towards the back, towards the ribs, so any additional unit, even if it is very small, Kitalke Birosi, so it's still trained, only if it is Bishonis, the Gavarei, have a trade, Avrune Shevitzadimi, Natachteno, Sheyel Yeno, Hasmuchovitzavo, Ksheo, the Darkom in Spatzel, in view of the fact that in the Unam Spatzelis is Darkom in Spatzel, and they are inside the tunic. So there are certain fissures, so melee, even if you'll have an additional une that is marked off completely towards the back, so it will not be traded. All right. Because of the children, that you will have it out of the gossi, el al di nifiche trevi, vi lo have it out of the bosa nifiche, kit out of the gossi, nir el avio ezri shikshev. The Gemara mentions here that if it's a double, if the additional ear of the lung is located towards the back, towards the ribs, so then it's strengthened even though it's as small as a mercury. So suppose it is smaller than a mercury, so then it's kshero even though that additional load happens to be towards the back, towards the ribs. If it is so small, that he doesn't even have the size of a myrtle leaf. So Teisa says, you know, the womb constantly expands, you know. When the behemoth is alive, so it constantly keeps expanding and contracting. So in the process of breathing, so Mimele, when Gemara says that the minimum shiur to be matched with the behemoth is if it has the size of the leaf, I refer to leave, so even if in an uninflated state it's less than the size of a leaf or a myrtle, but suppose in an inflated state it has the size of the leaf of a myrtle, it's also trained. In other words, in order to determine as to whether it's trained or not, we have to see whether when it's inflated it has the size of the leaf of him. Alright. Omar Afra. Hai Reye. Di Damiel Yub se treif. Any raya that looks, that resembles wood. Upsa is a log of wood. Bikaseitza. So, a raya that resembles a log of wood. So is fine. Ikedam Rebbe Chazus. Some say that when Rafram says damye, if it's analogous, if it resembles wood, is straightforward, it means if its appearance, if the mare looks like the mare of wood, then it's straightforward. If the touch of it is like the touch of wood, in other words, if when you touch it, you feel that, you feel as if you touch a log of wood, so then it's straightforward. Now, the more I explain it. Ike damre di nifich. Vike damre di prise. Vike damre de shie. Di les lechituch adiyune. So in other words, those who say, so in other words, di kedamra di nifiche is explanatory of the lotion of bechazus. So what does it mean bechazus? In other words, that when it's distended, when it's inflated, so it looks like wood, it has the mar of wood. In other words, when the lotion says di kedamra bechazus, so what does it mean? If it looks like wood, if it looks now as so if it looks din fiche nasis libono kibikes vehaine dame bechazus. So in other words, so that is explanatory of bechazus. In other words, if when it is distended, when it's inflated, so the long looks pale like wood, so then it's right. And vi kedamre de prise. In other words, if it is, that's explanatory of begishte. So what does it mean begishte? In other words, that it is when you feel it, when you touch it. So you feel that it has the lightness or the heaviness of wood. So that then it's right. V'ike amre di shie, di les lechitucha di uni. In other words, and then there is another lashon that when Rafam says hayreya di damya leufse yistreife, it means not in the mare, that when it's distended, so it looks pale like wood, but it means when you look at it, you see that it doesn't have any fissures, like wood. A log of wood does not have any chituche, does not have any fissures that mark it off one from the other. So if when you look at it, so it doesn't appear to have any fissures, any chituche dune, so then it is straight. All right. Omar Rabbi. Kikuch lekshir. Also he says, Tesis explains it. The shiye kufse, hanish halokah ligamre. If it has no fissures, if it's smooth, like a log of wood. But if it has avunyesh bo shum ekya be'alme. But if it has some fissures that mark off the boundaries of the long, so then it's kshayr. Omar Rabbi, ki kucha lekshayr, ki gyuse treyv. If the long is blue, so then it is kosher. If it is black like ink, so then it's treyv. So that's the deteriorated long. Omar Rabbi Hanine,
Shlokhet Sivan Hashem Tavshem Mem Aleph, June 24th, 1981.
Gemara, daf im Chesam Dalet. An Tab. Omar Rab Yisrael, Yimei Omar Rab Nachman. Reya Asmucha Lideifen, if the lung adheres to the chest wall, Ein Chay Shishimo. Why? Because there are two explanations. One explanation is that why is there an adhesion between the lung and the chest wall? Because of the neck, because of the reyese in the lung itself. That's one explanation. The other explanation is there might be a bruise, a reyese in the daytime. So we assume that the reason is why the lung adheres to the chest wall is not because of the makim in the lung, but because of the makim in the daven. The makim in the daven is not makim in the behem. However, helps of smochim, suppose we see that there are ulcers. There are ulcers on the lung. So then we have to be changed that the reason as to why the lung adheres to the chest wall is because there is a neck. Ma Yehuda Mishmei Da'abimai, so according to Amisba Ramachman, we only have to be changed that this dibuk, the adhesion of the lung to the chest wall, is a result of the neck or the condition that is going to culminate in a kid only if it has ulcers, if the lung has ulcers. But if the lung does not have any ulcers, we take it for granted that the reason is why the lung adheres to the chest wall because of the matching the chest wall. So it's not him. But even if he doesn't have ulcers, the lung. So we still have to anticipate the possibility that the reason as to why the lung adheres to the chest wall is because of the neck. Hilchadim. So what should we do? So what kind of a test in particular will be effective? So Omar Robin Barshaver Asbury. Robin Bashab Asbar. In other words, he was Masba. My Simon Sakini the Cholish Pume. We bring the sakin with the fine edge to the Fakino. And we detach the lung from the chest bone. If when we just detach the lung from the chest bone, we see a bruise in the daven, so then we know that the reason is why it adhered because of the mark in the daven, so it's shale. Below, but if suppose after we detach the lung from the chest wall, it's from the chest wall, so then we don't see any mark, any bruise in the daven, so then the other explanation, the other alternative has to be assumed. In other words, the reason is why the idea is because there is a market in the world. Tell me the name. Below in Machmas Reye Utrei. The upper gap, some are deals, some are not deals. But let's make it different. The upper gap will come up Kezike. Even though we see that there is no wind coming out, so that should tend to indicate that there is no naked, because if there had been naked, if there had been a naked, so then the wind, the air that comes in would cause an account of the vibration of the molecules of the air, so then a wind would come out. So, and it doesn't come out, so shouldn't that tend to indicate that there is no naked? So that's no right, because it might be that it's telecom. And if there was a nekep at one time, so even though there is scar tissue that grew over it, it still doesn't cure the nekep. Alright. Rashi. Hasbuch holiday in the book of Bitzalel, it's the chest wall, that means it adheres to the ribs. What's the chest wall? That's the ribs. Ein cheshi shalosh shel mikra. Elo talim on rei se b'dei, talim on dei b'zeh, the rib, to which it adheres, it is double, Mako iso, uchshecho iso, kol tohrei etza. So then, it became adhered. Helzorei Tzmochim. Also, Tzvies Nechosom Edeipo. Hoyim Chazim Bereye Setalim Limakem Nido. The whole is Pume, fine edge, and a great shah, Pif Chodut, the dark, very shah. The Chintach Yot. So he crack room away a relationship with him. Because if he doesn't have the fine edge, the Saki, so sometimes you will not just separate, detach it from the wall, the chest wall, but you will cut it, and a piece of tissue of the membrane will remain sticking to the wall. So then you will not be able to position, you will not be in a position to return it. Alright. So, Rabbi said, in the name of Rabbi Bashov, all you have to do to make it kosher is just to detach it with the knife, and if we don't see any, and if we do see in the chest wall, we do see that there is a bruise, so then it's kosher. So, In other words, Hamchem Bayesi is not as naked as Robin Bashra, so he's naked. Once we detach the lung from the ribs and we see there is a market, there is a bruise in the ribs, so then we attribute the adhesion to the market that they even eat kosher, and we can clear it kosher, that's all. We don't have to bother with it. From the Chabad Yisuf says, even if we did succeed in detaching the lung from the daven, and we observe that there is a bruise in the daven, in the rib, so that's not enough. We still cannot take it for granted that it's all right. Why? We have to resort to another test. In other words, after that, so we have to put the lung in lukewarm water and see whether it bubbles, or it doesn't work. Rabbi Chaim Avitz, body could be pushed. La'achas shepirku, what's the market in the even in a payam? So, and he has to, when he puts it in water, he has to inflate it also. In bad with the mayor, because I mean every time when we have recourse to this test of putting the lung in lukewarm water, so we have to blow it, because sometimes. Sometimes it might not bubble if it's not blown out, but when it is blown out, because you see, the nekev might be very small. So if it's contracted state, so then it will not produce, it will not bubble. But when it's expanded, when you blow it out, so that is indicative of the functioning of the lung in an expanded state. Because long in the lifetime of the behemoth, so constantly keeps on being expanded and contracting constantly as it breathes. So the fact that it doesn't bubble, it doesn't produce bubbles in the contracted state is no right. That if it doesn't bubble in the expanded state, so we have to inflate it, blow it out. Large the goal not to make it even in a payable. In bad with a Maya Tlaipo. Share Nip. Omali Masutra Breder Abune, Breder of Papel Rabine, Hodel Achemi Breder of Yense, Atuna Homas Nitalo. You mentioned the Aloche of Ramechemi as a Humre, regarding the case of Reyas Mohammedaten. Where you detach the lung from the rib and you found that there is a bruise in the rib. So then Rav Yosef is still machmia, that in addition you should put the lung in lukewarm water and inflate it and see whether it bubbles or not. And none of the woman was there. We mentioned the halacha of Rav Yosef that we have to resort to this test of pushre and another deal, and Rav's deal. In other words, that if you have two loaves that adhere to each other, so then even if you make all the dikes, and all the dikes are favorable, so it's So Rabbi says that it's still chayim. So Hamiri Rabbi said, what do we push? In other words, he's chayim on Rabbi. Obviously, he says that even when you have a sircha between two loaves of bologna, a sircha shaliki sidor, so there is still a way of being matter. In other words, if you put it, if you put these two loaves of the long that adhere to each other, to in lukewarm water, and it doesn't bubble, so then it's a rayos and it's kosher. In other words, counter. So mainly it's still. Why? Because that scar tissue is bound to open up. Beomar means, how reye the apshe, if a reye produces a sound, he had in here apshe, if we know this exact spot of the sound, manichno gatve, or yume or reike, imi batvice, trey, imi batvice trey. You see, in the previous case, where we opened up the lung, so then there are many openings. So then, it should bubble. And if it doesn't bubble, so then we there say, if it bubbles, because there we cannot say that that's a riot, there was a naked. Of course there is a naked, because with the knife, he opened up the lung. So there it's straight. Only if it doesn't bubble, so that means that it was a deteriorated lung before we opened it up with a knife. Machine can hear in this case.
This is the membrane.
So we didn't open it up with a knife, the lung, so then the eye is the other way. So if we put a feather or a straw or spittle and it does bubble, then it's a eye, it's raven. Because we did not artificially open up the lung and still it bubbles, so it's raya that there is naked. So the melee, so it's like that. So that is if we know the exact spot of the sound. Suppose we don't know the exact spot of the sound of the noise that it produces. We bring a basin of lukewarm water where and we put along in that lukewarm water. Why do we have to put along in lukewarm water? Hot water we cannot use. Cold water, so we cannot use because it will have. That means there is an echo. And that's the reason as to why it produces a sound, because since there is an echo, so air comes in and the vibrations result in that sound, in that noise. So, viloi, if it doesn't bubble, say shir. Tatoi, ikat, so why is the sound? Monefsha. It doesn't bubble. So, how is it that it produces a sound? The answer is, it is partially pierced, perforated. Tatoi, ikat, viloi, eloi, ikat. Vaid, apshe, ziket, benu, benu. Alright, that we learned about it. אם מבד בני דאי כשיר דאי לבזיק, ואילו לקוזי טריף, הנה קרום של סיבוי סוסר, וכל צריך לדראי קרום היו למחץ מהקן, הוא כך אבל גב דלוי, נופיק, זיקה, טריף. So this is Rashi. This is the second time Rashi emphasized it. This is the מחלקת between Rashi and Thesis. According to Rashi, so the reason is why Silche is matrim, because the Silche is symptomatic of a past decade. Because what is Silche? Silche is really skin. It's scarred the glue and tunis And so it's a new scheme that will, it's like it's scar tissue. So why did that scar tissue blow? Because there was an echo. And it's a resource. According to Teitze, so Silche is not symptomatic of a leke that already occurred, but it's indicative of a future leke that is expected to occur by itself. So it's already trained. Alright. Hai Vidav, Shepo, is the new Mechaptus, is an egg in Tazos, Prosh, Chimakshnis, Ukumadaki, Shumiskashen, is the Mishnayud, is the new Minka, Piloy, and Minka, Kibodiko. Oh, my God, I'm going to Reye shenish picho ki kitten kshayro. If reye, so can be poured out, it became liquefied. The reye became liquefied, like a kitten. It was crushed inside the membrane, and it can be poured. So within the membrane, so it's still kosher, even though the fact that it became so soft and liquefied indicates that there was a chisolim between, there was a diminution in the lung. I mean, certain stages of tuberculosis, this happens. So it's still kosher. As long as the chisolim is only in between, even though there was a diminution inside the lung, between of the membranes, so that's not a chisolim. So that's mentioned among the treifes. My chasim. Ilayim in bachut ha'nikla. Elo lav mi b'fnim. Ushmam l'chisolim b'fnim shne chisolim. Loy lom bachut. Udekamot ha'nikla lo yitzikon rabshinem. Yomar ha'chid nokeru nisas in penis. So, according to Rav Shimon, if the membrane of the lung, even though the outer membrane and the inner membrane are both perforated, pierced, not good, but if it's not knockoff, it will be some into the bronchi, so then it's not trefor. So that, Pametronamulim, if it's not knockoff, it will be some it's not trefor, if there is no chisolim with him. But if it is coupled, if it's not proof, but not with his asympenis, and in addition there is a result with him, so then when Rav Shimon is made, and it's like, how many will make a nice result? I'm making this result after Rav Shimon made the Rav Hanan Yechol HaShom Likab Rav Yosef Chol Dila Deir Isaac HaMeirei Yishen Ish Lechol Kikitin V'yach Shere. It became completely liquid-like, so it was emptied out. So he says, Rashi says, Shemish Tchoki Kitten. Shemish Tchoki Kitten. Bosho Areni Mabisach Komi Shalom. Vinish Lam Reisho Viseifu Viseifu Reisho. Viseifu Hakomi. Vichisoni. Shemitchilo Kulom Leo. Viachshof Chetzio Vikonis. So the Reye inside was diminished, was consumed because of a certain condition alone. So still Viachshof. Omar Rabe Behudi kindness in penis. That the veins did not deteriorate. Omale Rabache Breed Robel Rabashe Minoya Dino. How do we know that the veins of the ligaments are intact? Omale Maisinon Tsaye de Kunye. We bring a basin and we empty out the lung. He is the Shuraike Chipre. If we see white streaks, so what is it? So what do they represent, the white streaks? Obviously, certain ligaments, the sympathies that deteriorated, that were crushed, that's the white streaks. He's trained for Vinloy, so it's Sheo because it means that the sympathies did not deteriorate. Omar Rav Nachman, Reyo Shemimuko, Ukrum Shalokaya Miskshir. So in other words, if it was emptied out a little bit. So Rashi says, Limuko, Nisreik Nomeleo, Mikso Sobeino Nishtoho Kikiku. So, as long as the membrane is intact, it's still kosher. Tanya moch, pei shel mukol kum shelo kayo, afilu marzek es revi is kosher. So, even though the chisorin, the minyushi, it was as much as revi is haluk, it was diminished by revi is haluk, so it's also kosher. Now, in other words, because chisorin b'fnim lo yishmeh chisorin. Nitlo shal chukle shal chosholo kshero. Suppose the womb of the behemoth was taken out, so it's kshero. That's not one of the things that is matter. If the womb of the behemoth, the rechem of the behemoth, was taken out completely, so Tesis says, hayin limokim shavlad munach, the uterus. If the uterus of the behemoth was taken out from the behemoth completely, it's not rape. His liya, kovichalo, suppose that the liver was warmy worms. So the question is, when was it? So his liya kovichalo zero yomaisi the olu olel bnei asya gimu regolim liyavne. And so in other words, when Regel, so many came up to the Chachomim and they asked them all kinds of shaylos. So two Regolim, the Chachomim did not give an answer. But in the third Regel, the Chachomim passed that even though it's Isliya Kovichol, if there are worms in the Kovit, it's still not right. So it a woman. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, so we go and be more. Up to Yitbo Akeva, but you look up in connection with Machat Shemitzo becoming, you look up the Rashbo, I mean how the Rashbo explains the Gemara. The Rashbo and the Rif and the Rambam, I mean, they explain the Gemara differently than that.
June 24th, Kafbet, Sivan, Hashanah Tov Shemel.
To Robes Kalins of Tavun and Israel Radode, and we say that it's here, actually, it's here, is symptomatic of a naked, either past naked or a future naked, whatever. So how does the fact, the observation that it does not bubble when you put it in lukewarm water prove that there is no naked? Because if we attribute, if it's here, it's attributable to a naked, there are no two explanations. In the case of Yasmuch and David, so there are two alternate explanations why there is an addition between the long and the middle. But here there is only one explanation. So what if it doesn't produce bubbles? Because there is scar tissue, some of melee. Temporarily, it's blocked up, it's closed up in the neck, but it's also to be misspelled. So he said, I might wish in the Hoche if we apply it on the Hebrew Rabbi HSD. To Reyas Mohon Deitim Talmud Deitim Kseo. Abu Hosom, Yehaimakitreite. There is only one explanation. But, you don't know where the Nekev is. Where the Nekev is. Here, and it really is. Is this low bone, that low? What difference does it make? What does it mean? This low bone, that low? If there is Nekev in one of the lobes, so the whole behavior is right. Not only in this particular lobe. So in other words, what is Ravashi saying? He rejects the memory that Rav Yitzchak applies to Tartum in Srich Ladoni. But we have to say that Rav Yitzchak, Bodhi Kodi Pushre, applies to Reyas Mukhodi. So how does it know wind passes through? Because there is scar tissue, and that is anyway sparring. But I don't have to see the business why there is no air, there is no wind passing. Because Kuma Labo, we saw more, but that still is not a real cure. All right. Now we know the same cash. Umiyom Rav Nachman Oche. Rav Nachman says Reyas Mechomet Neivte. So, Ein Cheshishem. So, in other words, why? Because we attribute it to a bruise in the ribs. The indication being, but suppose we know there was a necker, then it would be rape, even though the necker is blocked by the rib, even though. So, umi yoma, avnachmoch, that we are only chenshish in the case of olzatzmoch, because we are afraid that in the case of olzatzmochim, so we are afraid maybe it's attributed with the necker. So that means once we assume that there is naked, so even though it's blocked by the rib, so it's certainly trait. We don't say that the fact that it is blocked by the rib, that in itself cures the naked. We don't say that. So for me, Omar Rav Nachman Oche, Omar Rav Nistam Rav Nachman, Rei Yeshimi Kvobi Deitan Sikmasok Sheyerov. So Rav Nachman says another big chiddush, that even if we know that the ray is proper, it's not. But since the nape and the rib protects it, joins it, locks it, so that cures the naked. That cures the naked. So the melee. So why does Rav Nachman say here, Chayishishmo? Even if it had been established that it has a naked, but it's cured the naked, it's protected by the wall, by the rib that covers it, that blocks it. So the Gemara says, "Loi kashi, ho shalom imokim ribise, hoche shalom imokim ribise." When does Rav Nachman say that even if we know there is a naked in the rain, but if it is blocked by the rib, so it is kosher because it cures the naked? That is, if the rib blocks it in the natural place, so then it's a good protection even though it's naked. But suppose the rib blocks it not in the natural place, so then it's not a protection. And the shy is there a naked or not? But assuming that there is a naked, then it's certainly trait. When is the rib, when does the blocking by the rib cure the naked? Only it's the rib would be saying, where it's in the natural place.
The rib would expand and it would pull away, so the hole would be.
Now let's see the answer. Because there it will not be static, it will not be moved away. In other words, where is it that it would say if it's negedunes? But negedume, it's not for this. So, where is the natural place for a lung to be joined to the rib? The natural place, in other words, that's not something that is going to change, because that's the nature, it grows like that. So where is the natural place for a rib to protect and join the lower lung at the place where you have the fissures of the lungs? No, if you have the fissures, if this is the lung, so that would be the fissures, it became the cut surfaces. So there it's a natural thing, and there it's not misfired. But in any other place, if it adheres to the rib, so then it's not a natural place, so it's also misfired. Chituch edum, sheim somuch litzavo, bimitzar achol, ubiho yuhuk hezek Rav Nachman, yuleke dipolitalo. Alright. Omar Rav Nachman. Now that's the other member of Rav Nachman. In other words, if it's bimokim rebise, bimokim chituch ediune. So mokim rebise is where it's adjacent to the cut surfaces of units. And most often people say, what is it? That is, well, it's adjacent to Dune. So, Omar Rav Yisei, Bar Yume, Omar Rav Nachman, Veneshevi, Kovi David, Zek Masok, Sheo. If, even though we know that the lung is perforated, but it is blocked, it is joined to the rib in the place of the Hituch and the Une, so then it's a protection and it cures an etchem. It cures an etchem. Om Rabine, the Yehudi, Sober, Mitzor, when Rabine ate, when do we say that the blocking by the David and by the rib, Bimokim Hituch and the Une, so cures an etchem, that is only if it is entangled in the bosom of the ribs. Here the ribs, you have bosom. So if it is grown in and intertwined with the bosom of the ribs, so then the rib constitutes a good protection. But suppose it is just joined to the ribs, but it's not intertwined, it's not grown into the bosom of the ribs, so then it's not, it doesn't cure the leg. It's only because she is beches, it's entangled and intertwined in the head and soul of the bosom of the ribs at our throat, in the bosom between the ribs. The hardest thing is sphere, we live with it. Our mitzal is atzmon, ain't the zirah kayanis. Suppose it just adheres to the rib itself, but it doesn't go into, it doesn't go into the bosom that is between one tzala and the other tzala. Then it's not a sufficient protection. It doesn't cure them. Omer Avitz Rabbi, Viro Yisavich, suppose the danger blocks it, joins it, but the rain does not grow into it's not intertwined with the bosom of the Israelis, Maitre. Why? Alma Amrino Nikuboi. Because the fact that there is an addition indicates there was an echet. So, Yehochet Yisobach Nam. So even if it grows in and it's intertwined and entangled into the bosom of between the ribs, we should, but since the Sirchet, the addition is indicative of a echet, so even if it's Sobich, it's going in, so it still should be taken. Really, Sobich might very well, and Nikuri Yochik Sobich Name, the Tanya Nikal Korsam Peshu Shein says, Nistam Korsam Peshu Meiri, that's the Gabi Potsu Adako and Khushov Ko. So if there is an Echet in the Git, and because of that, so he cannot produce Simen. So then he's possible only because, but Nistam suppose, that Nekev in the Git was closed up, whether by itself or for an operation, so then he's mutar over the kol. I mean, that's the halacha. I mentioned that there were many Jews who unfortunately were mutilated in the genital organs by the Nazis in Machshmon, by the Nazi doctors in Machshmon. So they were mutilated in a terrible manner, and most of them were miraculously saved, and this genital mutilation was cured. And then, of course, yes, the Shire, and they were more matter than to what we call, I mean, the Schweinig, the Heinrich Hoche, so he wrote many treatises on that. Why? Because that's the basic difference between Treves and Potsdam. You see, Treves in the Chayo, so that's not the reason as to why it's us. There is another Treves, but the Treves of the Halacha Mishneh Sinai, so our Treves because of the Halacha Mishneh Sinai, whether Chayo or not Chayo, even will be cured. Mashiach came to Adako. So the fact that he's genitally mutilated to such an extent that he cannot be male, that makes him to Adako. But if he's cured through surgery or by itself, sometimes the leg can close up by itself too. I mean, that's unusual. So then, he's mutalov in the court. So, he can't possibly change. Nisam kosham pushel meilim. Zeu psul shachizal echsheirei. So the price in Yevomes emphasizes. Zeu psul shachizal echsheirei. Only ligabu mutzadakon. Vizeu mutemai. Limutetrevis. Limutetrevis. Lav mutekai gavne. Loi limutekru. So what does it mean? It means it implies to exclude the kings of the Reish and Ikro, and then his defense with Maso and Sotem with Soro. No, that is, the Brice is not trying to exclude that, but when you take all the Machos, make it a Reish and Ikro. So over there, it still remains there. Am neke buga, loch ki so der maso, am ni man is ki reish ni kwo, ni ki vagi kwo dem kwo shim ki shofo, ni ki shu shi si ni yo ki khat, ni kan un kom shkwa zera. Ki yo ki khat ni me yo, ni sta ma leg la ken ko shlo ni ko, ni ki shu hu me yo. Dei ni kwo, avo si na zeiten, sti mo ma yo si. Avo si na zeiten, sti mo ma yo si. In other words, we have here a situation where there is a naked mother. So usually, normally, it would be matter the baby. But in this particular case, the naked per se is not matter the baby. Why not? Because it is protected by the rain. So it's protected by the rain. So that cures the rib. But suppose the rib itself is nikuvah. The rib itself is nikuvah. So then the fact that the rib joins it will not cure the neck. So then it will betray for the baby. So the question is, let the Mishnah, the Braisa mention an additional traitor. In other words, nikuvah sarayeh. And defense of Maso, but the defense is itself not. So we have an additional faith. Leads to Mikum Sadiq. Utamecho, Hodom Rabbis, Vayezu, Avichem, Moshe, Mikro, Chometz, Maso, Psheiro. You kept covered Lago, my faith. So in other words, if the gallbladder is perforated, it's against the faith. But suppose the gallbladder is perforated at the place of juncture with the liver, so then, the liver protects it, cures the neck from the gallbladder. And it's not rape. But suppose the COVID itself is not good, so then it will not be protection. So then, listen to the sacrament. So, Elo can be called love in him with the religatone, or Hanamu can love no with the religatone. In other words, the Mishnah, the Braise only mentions traitors that are traitors per se. Let's say, the Kumisarei. So it's the Reye, the Nekev in the Reye makes it clear. Now here, you have the Nekev in the Reye. But this Nekev in the Reye, if the Deifen would be intact, not perforated, so the Nekev in the Reye wouldn't make it perforated. Why? Because the Deifen would protect it. But if there is a Nekev in the Deifen too, in addition to the Nekev in the Reye, there is a Nekev in the Deifen too, so then this kind of Deifen cannot give protection to the naked, cannot cure the naked. So, in final analysis, why is it treifet? Is it because of the Nikuves HaDeifen per se? No! It's not because of the Nikuves HaDeifen per se. It's because of the Nikuves HaRei. Nikuves HaRei is mentioned! So, Mele, you don't have to mention another thing. Masking law, Hashdam and Nekum Rei, Shalim, Mose, Yom, 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 Listen, Masisi, Nikuves HaDeifen, Bahadushot Treifens, Yeish, Behimo, Shemitri, Kovita, Rav, Nino, Mitrepe, Mitrepe, Machmas, Reyem, Now the question is, in this Gemara, what was the Sadaita of the Makshman? I mean, didn't the Makshman know that it's not Shayach to count Mikubes Adeife as an extra treife, if the behemoth does not become treife because of Mikubes Adeife? The behemoth becomes treife because of Mikubes Adeife. I mean, so how did the Gemara and Sadaita? How did the Ravut Vebachome even have his Alkadaitov that the Mishnah, the Braise, should mention an additional thing? We have the Tesreves, we have the Tesreves. What's in the Tesreves? Tesreves is the Kuzarev. But it doesn't become a Treve because of the Nekev in the Deve. If there is a Nekev in the Deve, so then the protection of the Deve is no protection. So the Mele is a Treve because of the Kuzarev. The Kuzarev is mentioned. Why? Have to mention Mikubes Areya in all kinds of situations. You can have 1,001 ways of Mikubes Areya. So I mean, what is all the title? I think that the pshat is the more is as follows. Now, I mentioned what the Sheim say and what the Ramban in one Moshe says, that it's not shayach to say that a certain behavior is a train for up to a certain moment, and then become the Habo, it's not a paper. It's not a paper. And in other words, but how about, let's say, all those, when we say, so the question is, so in other words, if, let's say, a certain behemoth is a paper, why? A certain behemoth is not a behemoth. Why? Because it's symptomatic of the past nekev or future nekev, let's say, silke. So then, it's a favor right now, so it's a favor all the time. It's a favor all the time. And let's say, chum sholom machmas makom, enokom. So it doesn't mean that since this scar tissue is also misparing, so the melee it will become a favor when it is misparing. No! It's all the time a treifo. As long as it's ossidu inspired, let's say after 5 years or after 10 years, so the melee becomes right now a treifo, even before it's misparied. So that's the halacha. Now the question is this. Suppose you have a nekev in the reich, and it's mokim ribisek, and this nekev is covered, is whacked by the deifer. When the Deifen adjoins the Chituch Edune, the loads, the cut surface of the lung, of the load, the lung. So then, it's Kshayot. And then, later on, so because of a certain accident, so Nekev occurs in that rib, in that particular rib. Nekev occurs. So in other words, at the time, When the Deifen blocked the Nekev in the Reyeh, the Mokim Rebise, so then it was destined to become perforated. But then somebody shot the Behemoth in the mid, and that what a Nekev in the mid. But at the time when it joined the Reyeh, so it wasn't destined to acquire a nekev in the rib. Now, so let's say that the nekev occurred in the behemoth in Topshin Lamed Ches, the lung of the behemoth in Topshin Lamed Ches, and at that time it was blocked by a rib, and then in Topshin Mem Aleph somebody shot the behemoth in that rib and the bullet penetrated through that way, and what? A nekev in that way. Now there is no more protection. So are we going to say in that case? So it's safe. But will it be treifa retroactively the behemoth, or only as of Topshin and Aleph when the bullet penetrated through that way? So it's mishtaba, it's another question that we couldn't say that the behemoth is retroactively treifa. After all, the behemoth had a good protection. If, let's say, at the time when the deif in the rib blocked the Nekepidereye. So the Levi was then already in a deteriorated condition, and it was destined to acquire a Nekep. So then we say that it's painful attractively, because it was already in a deteriorated condition, so there was no protection. But here, at the time when the Nekep in the loan occurred, it was a wonderful protection. But then, somebody, 3 years later, somebody shot the hemo in that rib, and the bullet penetrated through that rib and what? A Nekep. So how can we say that it retroactively negates the protection? But it does, the Mitzvah says, it does not retroactively negate the protection. Only we can have it negates the protection. So in that case, we wouldn't say that it's Rimafreya. In the case of Sholom Achmas Ako, so even though right now it's closed up in it, because of the scar tissue, but on account of the fact that by itself, this scar tissue will open up, and it will again be open, the Nekev will again be open, so the male, that means that even presently the scar tissue is no protection. But in the case where the Deifen accorded a wonderful protection, except that 3 years later somebody shot a behemo in the rib and divested the rib of its protective potential, so how could it become a treifon afreya? So in that case it will only become treifon mitalohav. So that's why the Havam of the Gemara asked, it should be mentioned as a separate thing. Because the Havamin assumed, the Makshin assumed, here we cannot say, what difference does it make? When the Deifen becomes Mikubo, when the Deifen becomes Nokum, so then it becomes a Treifo. It becomes a Treifo because of Reish and Ikwa. And Reish and Ikwa is mentioned, the answer is, but it becomes a Treifo because of the Nekep in the Reye. But it doesn't become a Treifo of the Mafreya. It only becomes a treifa now after the Deifen cease to have a protecting potential. Some of the should be mentioned separately. So the mother says it doesn't make any difference. Two, it becomes a treifa only in Kamal Haba. But the fact is, why? Because in Kamal Haba, from this moment down, the Nekev is exposed, the Nekev is not cured. So the ultimate reason is why it's a treifa is because of the Nekev. There is an uncured Nekev in the Reyeh, so it's already mentioned.
Is the relationship with the Torah more difficult to explain according to Tosus, who holds that the Nekev is going to occur, but no, Rashi says that it's a Karum that comes.
No. In the case of Sirche, even according to Tosus, that the reason is why Sirche makes it the name of treifa. Not because of the past Nekev, but because of the future Nekev that is destined to occur. But it's destined to occur by itself, not by any injury, not by anyone shooting the baby.
But here the motion of the tzela on the circle will pull the hole into the...
If the behemo is overtaken by, if the longing of the behemo is overtaken by a certain condition, that it ultimately will result in a performation, so that's considered like Mikubarel.
Yeah.
But here, it was a good protection. And then something happened, somebody shot the behemoth in the ribs. So maybe it becomes a train for only Kanahaba, not Limafreya. So that's why the action is. So let me mention something. All right. Now, let's see the thesis. My sinner Sakine, the Chodesh Kume, the Heinrich Yishuv Helms of Smochi. Aber helm so tzmochi, hafi mikere yisi gidei pen, lo itaulim am gidei pen. So Tisha says that when we arrive on the stairs, only there are no ulcers on the wrong. But if there are ulcers on the wrong, so then we cannot rely on the fact that when we detach the wrong from the rib, so we saw a bruise in the rib. Because since there are ulcers on the wrong, so then we have to anticipate that side by side with the bruise in the rib, there was also a bruise in the wrong. Because otherwise, it would not have resulted in ulcers. You see, the bruise in the rib might result in an addition, but not in ulcers. The fact that there are ulcers shows that side by side with the bruise in the rib, there is also a reyese, a bruise in the lungs. Rav Nechemye, Rav Rav Yisrael, Rav Yisrael, האינטרס יהיה איתו כל יקי, כל יקום לך. ויעת עולה יגיד להפי... ויעת עולה יגיד להפי את כל הסיר חץ, עם בית כלי סולה, ובית כלי סולה, ובית כלי סולה, why? Because אין לנו פקיעים בבקיס. אין לנו פקיעים בבקיס. אומר רבי, ויהוד יסולה בפסול. In other words, when we say that if a ראה adheres to the rib, we mock him with the side, at the place of juncture between the cut surfaces of the unes and the rib. So it's shero only if the addition is coupled with an entanglement and an intertwining of the lung being intertwined and thrown into the bosso between the tzlois, between the ribs. Peru shenei hachasim misubach into the bosso, mitzavach misubach. ולכן לא כצורך, ולכן לא כצורך, וביצעו אסרף שר שאומרים גויים כוסף, ובין סורך מסורך, ובין סורך מסורך, כשאירו, ולסיוך עשה כרבין, ובין סורך מסורך, ובין לא מסורך, ומסורך, איס כשאירו, in other words, not like רבין. So, Rav Sarsho, because there are two possible explanations. When Rabbina says, we saw the Psalm, so it could mean that Rabbina is only explanatory of Rav Nachman's din. Or, the other alternative explanation is, no, there is a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rabbina. In view of the fact that Rav Nachman says, Reyo Shemikva Bideifen Sikmasov Sheo, stop! He doesn't say, Reyo Shemikva Bideifen Sikmasov, ויסובוך, ויסובוך שיר. He just says, ויהיה שני כל מידי וסת מסוך שיר. So it means, in all situations, whether it's entangled into the bosom of the, intertwined with the bosom of the bin atzlo is or not, it's שיר. And Rabbini is חייב. So in other words, Rabbini is more machin. So Rav Sarsho and Goyen holds that Rabbini's memory is not explanatory of Rav Nachman's memory. He is chilek al Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman holds even without tzavich, it's a good protection. So in Meile, he passed things, Rav Sarsho and Goyen, he passed things like Rav Nachman, not like Rabbina. Less you as Rabbina, like Rav Nachman, the Mamei Yeshe Yikud is Yosef Sheo, who mashma mit him, or the Rabbina will go before his Rosh Rav Nachman, and he's following up to Goma, v'chemire. So this is a good view of Rav Sarsho and Goyen, that there is a machleket between Rav Nachman and Rabbina. Rav Nachman is Meikir and Rabbina is Machan. Rav Nechemir, and the Borech Halloi down to Tzmoch and Chesheshon. When you Rav Nachman Roche, you Omer Rav Nachman, Reye Shem Yishmo, Reye Shem Yitmo, Vidim the Tzitmas of Sheiro, who Nishan Rod Nisovi Chod Lo Yisovi. Because he more than before has the Kasha against Rav Nachman. In one member Rav Nachman says, Reye Asmuch Halloi Bud Ben Yechesheshon. Helps of Tzmoch and Chesheshon. So why? Because smoking might be symptomatic of the neck, but it's joined by the rib, let the rib counsel the protection. So you see from this memo of Nachman that once there is a neck is established in the way, so the fact that it's blocked by the rib doesn't constitute the protection. But then the other membrane says, even if the neck is established, so still the juncture with the rib, so that that is a protection. So why doesn't Gemara, if Rav Nachman also agrees with Rabbine that only it's a protection only when it's over the Tzor, so Gemara couldn't give a tablet that Rav Nachman's member of Pelsa Tzmoch and Chinchish in law has referenced the case where it's not over the Tzor. Why doesn't Gemara say that? Apparently, according to Rav Nachman, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it is blocked by the rib, so it's a protection even if it's not a rib sore. So there is a spirit. So Gemara has to give another teretz, that when is the protection only if it is blocked at the place of chituch and ume, not if it is blocked at the place of the ume. Boy, the boy is Rabbi Nevelo Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, the boy is Sobek, the boy is Sobek, the boy is Sobek, Shom Shedeipen Sitmosei Umiyo Yadinon. Oh, so in other words, it's a basis mentions Raya. The Rav Sar Shalom will go and shoot it. That there is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rabina. Only Rabina limits the cure by the of the nekev by the Deifer to the case where it's Mesubah. But the contrary is always cured, even if it's not Mesubah Mitzvah. But the question is, since there is a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rabina, why did Rav Sar Shalom go and pass the light to Rav Nachman and Rabina? Umir Yadim Moshe Alok Rabina, she was ושמו אם זה רבין אסטומי שהוא בכל השאר שחבים יש רבה ששמיעו בין של ישרוב ולבור רבין סיבו של הרבו so לבור רבין סיבו של הרבו זאת אומרת בזור השמש שבו השמש so you know what I say is that on the day when Bobe was Nifta on the day when Bobe was Nifta so Rabashi was born so Rabashi and Rabine was חבים של רבashi in other words Rabine Rabin and Rabashi, they were on the Misadrei Hashas. So he is a Basre relative to Rav Nachman. But there is another Rabin, an earlier Rabin. So in other words, the Rabin here is not the Rabin, the Chaver of Rabashi. Because then Rav Sar Shalom Goyim will be passing like Rav Nachman, will be passing like Rabin. But it's an earlier Ubiyuches, oh yeah. Yilbo Rabin, Tzimosh Rabo, Ubiyuches, Reifish Rabin, Yigel Shikon Sarah, יראי אסמוך על ידי איפן, אבי מוכן למסעי ביהודה, הוא סמוך או סמוך או מבוס או שבין הצלויץ, או עם צלויץ עצמו, בתקינו לו בין לפיכה, עם הצלויץ, או הגיעו לה בוס המעשיר לך, ומנפתנו, עם לפיכה כשירו, נכיבו שהסיר זה כאן.